listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 5, Episode 19. Today I'm going to be talking about a topic that's incredibly relevant as we move into the warmer months: how to maintain your mental health in the summer. And summer is often seen as a time for relaxation, vacations, and outdoor fun, but it can also come with its own set of challenges for our mental well-being. And whether you're a student or a teacher on break, professional dealings with the summer slump, or just trying to make most of the season, this episode is for you. So let's start by understanding some common stressors that can affect our mental well-being during the summer. High temperatures can disrupt our sleep, leading to irritability and fatigue. Poor sleep can significantly change and impact our mood and cognitive function. Summer often brings changes in routine. Remember, kids are out of school or people go on vacation, and daily schedules can be unpredictable. This can lead to feelings of anxiety and stress. In summer, attire and activities can sometimes trigger body image issues. The pressure to look a certain way in a swimsuit or summer clothing can be overwhelming. And there's often societal expectation to be constantly having fun or socializing during the summer. This pressure can be exhausting and lead to feelings of inadequacy if you're not constantly on the go. So now that I've identified some common stressors, let's talk about practical tips to maintain your mental well-being during the summer. The first one is to stay cool and hydrated. Drink plenty of water throughout the day. Dehydration can affect your mood and energy levels. Spend time in air-conditioned or cool environments if you can, especially during peak heat hours. Keep your bedroom cool, dark, and quiet. Try to maintain a consistent bedtime and wake-up time, even on the weekends. Practice relaxation techniques before bed, such as meditation or deep breathing exercises. Plan a balanced schedule that includes time for rest and relaxation, and don't feel pressure to fill every moment with activities. And set realistic personal goals for the summer. Focus on what makes you happy rather than thinking about what you should be doing. And remember, regular physical activity can boost your mood and reduce anxiety. Choose cooler times of the day for outdoor activities or consider indoor options like yoga or swimming. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Thank you. is also the mind and body connection. Activities like yoga, tai chi, or Pilates can help maintain a balance between physical and mental health. Focus on a balance-rich diet in fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains. Avoid excessive sugar and caffeine. Incorporate water-rich foods like cucumbers, watermelons, and strawberries into your diet. And there's something also called healthy socializing. That means you're staying connected with friends and family, but also know when to take time for yourself. It's okay to decline invitations if you need a break. Seek out positive and supportive interactions. Surround yourself with people who uplift and inspire you. Now, while the tips I've covered are broadly applicable, there are some specific considerations depending on your personal circumstances. So for students and young adults, summer can be a time of transition, whether it's preparing for the next school year or entering the job market. Use this time to reflect on your goals and recharge. Parents, juggling kids' summer activities with your own responsibilities can be very stressful. Plan ahead and set realistic expectations for family activities. Professionals, if you're working through the summer, try to maintain a healthy work-life balance. Use your vacation days to rest and rejuvenate. And remember, it's important to seek professional help if you're struggling with your mental health. So here are some resources, right? Therapists and counselors. Consider reaching out to a mental health professional for support. Many offer virtual sessions, which can be more convenient during the summer. There are various hotlines and support groups available for immediate help. Look up local resources or national organizations that offer support. Now, summer is a wonderful time of the year, but it's crucial to take care of our mental health amidst all the fun and activities. Now, as I close out today's episode, I want to leave you with a final reminder. By staying mindful of potential stressors and actively engaging in self-care practices, you can enjoy a healthy and happy summer. Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.